What's your idea of perfection? What do you think it takes to achieve your goals? My name's Nico, and thank you for tuning into The Musician's Journey, The Pursuit of Perfection. Grit, possessing indomitable spirit, having a drive for achievement regardless of upbringing or situation, earning success in the trenches through hard work. The way I see it, grit plays a huge part in all factors of success. For example, here's a little callback to last week's episode. You need a lot of grit to better enhance the way you manage your time. For example, you also need grit to not give up. That's a future episode, but for now we are focusing on grit. From a musician's point of perspective, grit could be practicing when you really don't want to, or when it's really tough for you to do so. For me, as a concert musician, I definitely am not as good as I was during my last concert in high school a few months ago. That's because in high school, I had the grit to practice 1 to 2 hours every day. I had the grit to practice the hard stuff, not just the stuff that I could play easily and say I had a good practice session. I really honed in on the stuff that I needed to work on, stuff that wasn't perfect, and stuff that if my director was next to me in the practice room, he would say, that needs more work, which is true. So I practiced all of that stuff, like hard excerpts from a piece we played at our final concert, Armenian Dances. Armenian Dances is actually one of the most well-known classical pieces in concert repertoire, and rightfully so. It has 5 movements, 5 different sections, which are very different from each other. There's a very bombastic opening where it's a huge brass hit. Woodwinds don't really have a huge part to play in it, aside from a few ornamental notes here and there. But for that piece overall, there's a part towards the end where it's a bunch of really long woodwind phrases that aren't easy at all. And that took a month for me to get down. I think I got it down the week before the concert, and I was really proud of that, but I wouldn't have been able to do that without the amount of grit I had at that time. Because me right now, as a musician, my skills have definitely fallen off. I don't sound as good as I used to. I definitely can't play the same stuff as I used to. And overall, as a flute player, I'm just not what I was a few months ago. Ooh, here's another example. In that same piece, Armenian Dances, there's a really slow middle part where it's a whole showcase of how melodically the band can play. For me, my tone at that time was excellent for that ensemble. I would say that I was very accurate in blending into the other timbres and tones of the rest of the ensemble. And that time was when music just felt really good to play. But like I said earlier, for me right now, I probably don't sound as great as I used to. In terms of being a marching band member, the amount of grit you need for that activity is a really insane ask now that I think back to it. As a freshman, you're really just thrown into the activity, and the expectation is you just learn by watching, which is what happened with me. And like I said in the first episode, I'm really thankful that I had a really good section of upperclassmen that were excellent mentors to me and my other freshmen. But for my last senior season, I was thinking back and looking back on how my freshmen did, and I am astonished that they managed to learn a whole show in 3 to 4 months. Relatively speaking, like I said a few episodes ago, the program hasn't really been the same since COVID. Our directors, they've been a little more relaxed with how they run things, and it kind of shows up in the program. But I actually watched my high school band last weekend, and they look and sound amazing for where they are in the season right now. Because at least when I marched, we had never learned the entire show before our competition site in Dublin, which they did this year. And hearing that gives me a lot of hope that they will have a really successful season, maybe even get first place, but we'll see how that goes. But back to being a marching member and having the grit to do that activity. It is endless, endless hours of repetitions. Practicing is just carrying out one thing, but repping the same phrase, repping the same show chunk for 3 to 4 hours on end, it really does something to you, mentally at least. I don't know if it's an insanity thing, but it is also a good thing. When you're on the marching field, the expectation is that you are silent, unless you're asking for clarification from a section leader, from a visual tech, or from one of the directors that's on the field. During that time, whenever you're not talking and you aren't being worked with by the visual staff, you are expected to stand there at standby and think about what you could do better during your next rep, what you can improve on. And like I said, doing that for 3 to 4 hours, that takes a lot of mental fortitude. And for me, that definitely grew over the years. It was definitely not an easy thing to acquire, having that discipline to stay quiet on the field for that amount of time, and kind of having to police my underclassmen that, hey, be quiet, stuff is going on, don't distract other people, think about what you can improve on. Stuff like that really is a wonder to the amount of grit that I had accrued, that I had gotten over the years. And that's just the rehearsal aspect of it. That's just one rehearsal aspect of it. Actually coming to practice prepared, knowing how to play some of the most difficult runs and phrases you'll ever play in your career as a musician. Practicing that outside of your already long rehearsal hours, that's a big ask, especially for a high school freshman. But as you get used to it, you know, you get better at your instrument, you get better at the kind of repertoire that they expect you to play, and eventually all of that hard work and grit that you've built up over the years ends up being really beneficial in helping you carry out the tasks that the directors and the program expect of you. In terms of being a student, at least in my case, as I mentioned in my last episode, I would be trying to study little by little every day for a physiology test I have this Wednesday. And I don't know why, but that method of studying a bit by bit every day, it hasn't really stuck with me, per se. I don't know if my retention is just bad or if that's just not the method for me, but I will most likely end up staying up late again to study for this test. Hopefully I don't have to stay up as long. Maybe the studying helped with that, but as for me right now, I have to brace myself and have the grit and resolve to hunker down, study the material, so I can get a good test score and pass this class, which I need to, in the long run, become a nurse, which is my end goal. And that's one of the main fueling points for grit, in my opinion. You need to know your why. Like I said in the last episode, having a reason is a really big driving point for anyone's success. For me especially, I'm very driven by wanting to make my family happy, that I can become a nurse, make myself happy that, hey, I can do something that not just anyone can do. Even though there may be a lot of people in the healthcare field, a lot of nurses specifically, I am at least among them. And the way my physio teacher put it actually is that there really is no competition within nursing, at least. There is only just collaboration, because once everyone becomes a nurse, you're all on the floor, you're all trying to help patients, help make their lives better, help improve whatever they need. And to me, that really resonated with me, that once I'm out of Dominican, even here, there shouldn't be competition, hopefully. But once I'm out of Dominican, I'm at a hospital and I'm living my dream job. The fact that there is no competition there, that was really awe-inspiring to me, that all of these people that put in so much hard work, they all just want to work together for the common goal of helping people. And I thought that that was really beautiful. Funny hearing that coming from a 9 a.m. lecture, but that's just something that I really, like I said, resonated with. In terms of being an athlete, for example, going to the gym when working out, you need to have the grit to make every workout the best it can be. Every set of and every repetition you do, you have to have the grit to make everyone count towards your end goal, whether that be making yourself stronger, making yourself look better. You have to have the resolve and grit to do the best on every rep, no matter how much it may hurt, no matter how sore you may be from a previous workout. You have to put mind over matter and realize that this pain that you're experiencing in the weight room is just a temporary thing, that this is good pain and this is what you are supposed to be feeling, because nothing comes easy, especially with goals that are way up there. You have to work hard to achieve greatness. And in the end, something that has taken a lot from you, taken a lot of self-effort, taken a lot of grit from you, in the end, you'll be able to look back at that product, whether that be a beautiful piece you played, a great production you put on in the field, great test scores, a good diploma, and whether your results want to be a good-looking body or a stronger body, you can look back on all of those things and think, hey, I put in the hard work for that, and that's something that I can be proud of. So, in the moment, really shouldn't matter. Even though in the moment, it feels not the greatest feeling ever. But everything that will lead you up to whatever you define as success, everything will seem like nothing in the end. And like I said earlier in the episode, grit will be a recurring thing in all factors of success. And it will be a recurring thing in the next episodes that will be in this series. So to end it off, thank you for tuning into the Musician's Journey, the Pursuit of Perfection.